the rest of the story. Of England's early kings, he may have been the best loved of all, and yet history has all but forgotten him. We know that he ruled during the 3rd century. We know that his pleasant nature helped to soothe the savage times in which he lived. We know that his daughter was a skilled musician, but we really know very little else. Today, all that's left of him is an earthwork amphitheater in Colchester, and something more. Something which survives the reign of that ancient king to tell us the rest of the story. Historians are not agreed as to when English history begins. Many choose the mid-5th century as a starting point, if only because this period marks the departure of the Romans from English soil. But let's go back a bit further. When Christ walked the earth, England was occupied by an ancient tribe known as the Celts. It would take 4 centuries for Christianity to be recognized in that northern territory. In 43 AD, the Romans invaded England. Governing the Celts was a fairly easy proposition until the 3rd century, and that's when the Angles and the Saxons and the Jutes began moving in for a piece of the action. Among the earliest of those Roman kings to defend England against invading tribes was this one in particular. His reign was mentioned briefly by 2 ancient writers, Geoffrey of Monmouth and Robert of Gloucester. We see this 3rd century king as remarkable for his era, in that rulers of those days had reputations for negligence and unscrupulousness and thievery and even murder, but not this king. Geoffrey and Robert characterized him as brave and yet even-tempered, as capable and yet good-humored. So respected, so popular was he, that even his daughter's accomplishments were recorded. What you've heard is virtually all we know of this beneficent king. It's not as though the 4 centuries during which the Romans ruled England have dropped into obscurity. After all, the fabled King Arthur was one of those early Roman kings. His Camelot is right now under excavation. His life and times are of great interest to scholars. And yet this other king, this gentle king of the 3rd century, has been all but overlooked in the history books. We do not remember the specific dates of his reign, nor are the wars in which he fought recounted in prose or poetry. In fact, we would know nothing of him at all were it not for those ancient chroniclers, Geoffrey and Robert, were it not for the earthwork Roman amphitheater, which exists to this day in Colchester, were it not for a few lines of verse which were written about him. A few lines of verse written about him. The 3rd century author of the lines is unknown, perhaps a court jester or a nobleman or a man of the street, but regardless of who's responsible, today we have greater insight into the temperament of an ancient king because somebody took time to make up a little rhyme. And in this, the forgotten king of England has achieved a degree of immortality. Here it is. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers 3. You've just met the real, the original King Cole. Only now you know the rest of the story.